off the right ventricle, there will be a jugular vein, peripheral edema, distension, an enlargement of the liver due to blood moving back to the venous circulation, failure of the left ventricle. Since the blood is backing into the lungs, there will be pulmonary edema. Congestive failure of the heart. This failure results in edema. Common terminologies. Chain of survival, used by the American Heart Association. Early ALS. Early CPR. Early access. Early defibrillation. Non-enteric, means not coated. Ventricular tachycardia, VTAC. Rapid ECG rhythm. Fast-paced, yet inefficient heartbeats. It can worsen into V-fib. Fibrinolytics, medicines that dissolve early clots. Atherosclerosis, fatty substances found inside the arteries. Asystole, no form of ECG activity of the heart. AED, automated external defibrillators used in shocking the heart back to normal. Don't place electrodes over the area where the pacemaker is implanted in patients with artificial pacemakers. Except the rhythm analysis indicates that shock is advised. Do not shock. Myocardial ischemia, cardiac cell hypoxia. Insufficient oxygen to the cells in the heart. Ventricular fibrillation, VFib. Disordered ECG rhythm. Random twitches of the heart that pumps no blood. This happens during a heart attack. VFib is the only rhythm where shock is advised for the AED. Pulseless electrical activity. There is an organized ECG electrical rhythm, but either there is no more blood to pump or the muscles aren't pumping. Acute coronary syndrome, ACS, where sudden symptoms like myocardial infarction and unstable angina obstruct the coronary arteries. Electrocardiogram, ECG. Graphical diagram and description of the electrical activity in the heart. P relates to atrial contraction. T relates to relaxation. QRS relates to ventricular contraction. Arteriosclerosis. Arteries become less elastic and stiff. Coronary artery disease. CAD. Atherosclerosis of the coronary arteries. Questions. 1. Which out of the assessment findings listed below would most likely indicate cardiac compromise? A. Sudden fainting. B. Tachycardia. C. Irregular pulse. D. Tachypnea. The answer C. Irregular pulse. 2. What should you do to a nauseated and diaphoretic 55-year-old man experiencing crushing chest pain of sudden onset? A. Perform a focused physical exam. B. Obtain baseline vital signs. C. Ask him if he takes nitroglycerin. D. Apply supplemental oxygen. The answer. D. Apply supplemental oxygen. 3. What should be your first step when an elderly man who is complaining of chest pain suddenly loses consciousness while you are assessing him? A. Assess for breathing. B. Open the airway. C. Assess for a pulse. D. Attach the AED. The answer. B. Open the airway. 4. Which of the following blood vessels does freshly oxygenated blood pass while returning to the heart? A. Pulmonary artery. B. Aorta. C. Vena cava. D. Pulmonary vein. The answer D. Pulmonary vein. 5. Which of these statements about the automated external defibrillator is true? A. It should be applied to patients at risk for cardiac arrest. B. It should not be used in patients with an implanted pacemaker. C. It will analyze a patient's rhythm while CPR is in progress. D. It can safely be used in children between 1 and 8 years of age.